Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
If you can hear me, then beer me.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
Come on, that would be a good t-shirt. That's a good
If you can hear me, then beer me. Great on a shirt.
It's because great on a shirt or an audio bumper sticker. Mm-hmm. When Tim was just had some audio problems, and when he said, can you
hear
me?
Don't tell the listener about this.
Well, I got to tell where this is coming from. People love
That's
them.
Private.
I mean, it was my audio problems. And I said, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
If you can hear me, then bring me a beer.
On the topic of that, can you hear me? Will you think it would be funny to make like do kind of like a joke about the sprint guy?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, he's not the sprint guy anymore. He's the
T-Mobile.
Verizon. He's Verizon.
I think, yeah, he changed teams.
Guys, that would be great, though, if he then moved to Miller High Life and was saying, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that would be good.
Why not?
That would be good.
It's good. We should be ad wizards.
Do you remember when he lived at the Oakwoods, when we lived at the Oakwoods?
No shit.
No.
Yep.
He's the most generic looking guy. He looks like every comedy writer, like middle-aged, kind of like Hollywood guy.
Well, you could tell that they were sort of like... Well, he was maybe pre-Fred Armisen, right? He sort of looks Armisen-y to me.
Really? I think that's a compliment to the sprint guy.
Yeah, when did those come out?
2004.
Do you think we should do today's episode, or should we just pause and sort of get to the bottom of the year that those commercials came out?
I don't know. We should, with this one, go ahead with what we had planned, but maybe next episode we talk about the sprint guy some more and what we guess about him.
Fair enough.
Maybe it's a blowout. Whoa.
Hey, I have an idea. Can we just talk about it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you talk about it now?
I was at the store today gathering ingredients for our
The comedy
thing.
Store?
No. I was talking to Mitzi.
The store.
Mitzi Shore.
And you know what I said to myself? Hey, there's those Bud Light soda pops.
Hard soda?
Hard sodas. And then, hey, there's the sours right next to them. Oof. We should do head-to-head. Eight flavors next week, baby.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. The problem
Well, hold on. How high do we want our numbers to be? Because I'm worried our numbers might be too high if we do that.
I feel like that's a great idea, and I can never find these fucking Bud Light seltzer special ones ever, anywhere.
We'll mail them to you, like we did.
Yeah, they'll explode, and then you can look at the can.
So I smelled the can and talked about the can.
But could you imagine two flavor packs in one episode? My God.
I'll tell you right now, hard soda is going to win. Sour sounds stupid. Hard soda is a great idea.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Mm.
The slop heads have been telling us they're liking the hard sodas. And the slop heads have been telling... I think some of them like the sours as well. So who knows?
Hmm.
But yeah, we should do it.
You're a slop head, baby.
Well, did that maybe accidentally get us into booze news? I don't know.
yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
Well, Shall we get into some booze news?
Hit it!
I like that idea very much. Hit you with that do 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 do. Oh, yeah, oh,
yeah. Hit you with that do 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 do. Oh. We can't just play this stuff.
We're going to get arrested.
We're going to jail.
We're commenting on it.
We're going to get the fucking chair.
Oh, Black Bank. I know this one.
Let's not, when this show gets bigger and bigger, we have to start using professional people to sort of produce the show. Let's not change the booze news sound effect.
Booze news. That was great. I loved it.
K-pop booze news by Matthew Bozick. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. He's kind of calling us out for the fact that we said we weren't going to change it. And then the kind of the very hook of the whole thing is that we changed it.
Yeah, I guess It changes every time now.
Well, let us decide that, Bozeman.
Bozick! Bozo is more like it these days.
Get in the Bozone.
So that was the first song was also Blackpink. Hit them with that do-do-do-do-do. There's lots of do-do-do, bip-bip style K-pop songs. We'd be huge over there. We should tour there.
I know. I'm trying. I'm talking to a tour manager over there.
Okay, good.
He's like, do you have the numbers? I said, just bring us over. I'll show you these guys. We'll audition for you.
I've got the numbers. I just only have a hard copy. I need to show you face to face. So book the tour.
Book the tour. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, you guys ready for the top story of booze news?
Yes.
Sure.
Have you heard of Bud Light Next?
No.
Like Pepsi, from the makers of Pepsi Next?
From the makers of Bud Light and from the word that was used in Pepsi Next. Bud Light is coming out with a zero carbohydrate beer, folks. We're talking about 4% alcohol by volume, 80 calorie light beer. They're upping the stakes on even the seltzers. This is not even one carbo to be found.
What's the catch?
Zero carbo. I love it.
The catch is that when we taste it, we'll see if it has any taste, right? It's coming out any minute. It's not out just yet. But, 80 calories. So this is lighter.
They're probably waiting for this Booze News edition to drop. Just to really gin up the populace. Well,
yeah, they wanted to make it a whole big slate. You know, I think that the other low-carb beer is Mick Ultra, but this is zero. I think Mick Ultra has like 2.6 carbs.
Do they make any claims of, don't ask why, try it, not your dad's beer, light beer, this is better, this tastes better?
Yeah, as of now, they're just saying, actually, there is a little blurb here. Brewed for the 21-plus Gen Z audience. That's funny. They have to say. It's like Gen Z, but over 21.
Yeah, wait, but not the high school ones. Yeah.
Gen Z means you were born after 97, right? So this is a very narrow margin.
Post-Jurassic Park.
We're talking about a three-year window of people who this is targeted. Bud Light Next is for the next era of beer drinkers by providing them an alternative beer that has the stats and sessionability of products they enjoy, such as seltzers and carries on the legacy of the Bud Light name. So they're saying they're coming for White Claw.
I have a question. What does session mean? Like a session IPA?
You're asking the wrong two jagoffs.
Yeah. No, you're asking the right two. It's
a brewing session had to take place You know, you ever have a big brewing session where you brew a bunch of beer and after
When you're done, there's a whole beer, a whole bunch of beer after?
Yeah.
Is that
you
part
look
of
up
like
and
the
you're
six...
like, what did I do?
No, no, no. Sessionable means like you can make a day of it.
Oh, really?
You know, like superior drinkability. You can have a bunch of these and they're not going to weigh you down.
Like crushable is kind of the same
crushable thing. Yeah. Except like, okay. See, right now I'm looking at three crushable podcast hosts. But that's yeah, that's on, a different kind.
Crunchable.
Remember when we lived up at Fredonia, Mike? We used to, at the liquor store down at the bottom of our hill, but kind of between the baked potato and the salsa bar.
Yeah.
There was a liquor store, and the cheapest beer there that we bought a lot was called Session. And it was like banquet yeah. bottle beers.
They looked like little red stripes.
Yeah, and we liked them, but I what I remember best was that the cardboard it came in, it looked like it was like government issued beer. It was just like a brown like a cardboard box full of beer bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like as if, you know, someone in the Midwest grew, like there was too big of a hops harvest, and then the government had to like buy the beer away from them to keep them in business.
they look like MREs.
And then the little birthday boys were drinking it.
We tried to get government cheese at one point up at the stink house, but it like they did that program didn't exist anymore, I guess.
That's like week one. We were like, okay, we're now in LA. We got to save our money. Let's get some government cheese.
I think the sad part is it wasn't week one. It was like a couple of years. Yeah. I was like, oh, we could probably do that.
Year 10. Yeah. Yeah. Government cheese seems like a thing that was discontinued by Eisenhower.
Sounds good though.
Yeah, give me some of that.
Kind of.
Well.
No, I go ahead, wrap it up there, Tim.
Slopheads, if you drink this beer, let us know. And then most importantly, if you drink it and you become really slim and sexy, let us know, because that's what we're trying to do. That's I at least, I don't mean to body shame you guys, but I'm trying to get skeletally thin.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we support you, I guess.
We support that. Yeah, it's your choice. Whatever you want to do.
Thank you. Yep.
Well, that's it for booze news.
Yes.
Before we get into the episode, we breezed by shit chat, and I had some good shit chat.
Well,
a funny thing that happened to me.
It's all sort of shit chat.
No, but there's a certain shit chat session.
Okay.
Speaking of sessions, so I took a little run today. I went out for a jog, and after I jog, I'd like to, huh? Prefontaine.
I said, okay, Prefontaine.
I wish. I wish I was running that fast out on the street. Anyway, you know, you got to take a shower after you, if you take a run, because you're sweaty. So sure. I did that. And then I was out of the bathroom. I was nude. And I...
Ooh, Mike, take your time with this. Yeah.
This part. That's, we'll gloss over that part. I got some... it's dry here in New York, so I got myself some moisturizer.
The dry heat, yeah.
I was moisturizing my leg, going all the way down to my foot, and I bent over.
Uh-huh.
I bent over, and my butt, my just my, my exposed ass touched the heater in the bathroom. And I let out a yelp.
I've heard about this. The Brooklyn Yelp. Everyone's been talking about it.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing that happens to, like, you know, Goofy or Donald.
Yeah, I know. I was expecting that. But it felt like a fun story
how
to tell you guys.
How to shower.
Yelp. Now, Mike, was it a cheek or the hole?
The cheek, man.
Yeah, figured. Mm.
It was the
ouch,
cheek.
You got a branding, huh?
Yeah, I well, hopefully it doesn't leave too much of a mark, but we'll see.
Yeah, because that thing's your moneymaker.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any hip-hop video shoots coming up that you have to worry about?
Let me see. I do, but I'm wearing a full Lycra bodysuit, so...
Great, perfect.
That should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fine, unless there's any rays burning and scarring. But I'm sure they could touch that up digitally. So there you go.
Very good. Very good.
That's what's love happening it. Over here. Now, the shit chat is done, unless you guys had shit chat.
I had some, but I want to keep the show moving.
Yeah, good call.
Oh, smart. Tim, that's great.
Very smart.
Good hosting.
Because I have that kind of a producer brain, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like Lorne.
Well, hey, did anyone decide to be the one to present this drink?
I thought you. We were going with you because it's your fave.
Me?
Yes. Yeah. When we got off last week's episode, I said, Jeff, you just volunteered yourself to present
okay.
this.
Well, maybe this week we'll do a
this is a fucking Apocalypse Now style travesty.
No, no.
It's a train wreck.
It's a new one, too. No. If you looked up, if you can read the Wikipedia even.
I know it. I know it.
No, no.
Yes, it's fucking.
No, you don't.
It's from Milk and Honey.
Yeah, Sam Ross.
New York, like 2007. Sam Ross, bartender for Sasha Petrasky. And me and Mike tried it because we went to Attaboy. Milk and Honey is now Attaboy. Mm-hmm. And we tasted it. And I think that's the history of it.
Well, Tim, you did a great job, but I got to ding you on this one thing. It was 2005.
Fuck.
It was 2005.
What did Tim say? Four?
Seven. But other than that, nailed it. So named, hinting at the medicinal properties of some of the ingredients. You know, you got your lemon, you got your mm-hmm. you got your honey. Those are what you have when, and ginger, when you got a cold. You know, like named it the penicillin. Very good. And I had my first one at the mess hall here, and I've had them everywhere else since because I fell in love with them.
Yeah, you love them.
Yeah, I've had that mess. I think the mess hall was the first time I had it. Then we had the Attaboy one, and it was bomb. And you know what? You're talking about those ingredients. Remember during COVID, like a first wave, proper COVID, mm-hmm. I was taking these online cocktail making classes. Mm-hmm. It was called Spirit Guides. These guys who I think kind of came out of the Varnish scene in downtown LA. They're like bartenders, and they do online cocktail classes with a little bit of a sketch comedy bent to it. Very fun.
That's fun.
Anyway, they tended to arrange their classes where they would teach you like a classic and then the modern spin on it. Mm-hmm. And I remember that the week they did the penicillin, mm-hmm. the classic was a drink called the Gold Rush, which is basically just a whiskey sour with honey instead of sugar.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think that Sam Ross was starting with the Gold Rush and then added the ginger.
Dang. Well, I'm going to read the ingredients.
Please.
And the method and the garnish.
Love it.
Here we go. 60 milliliters blended Scotch whiskey. For this one, we're just going Dewars, Tim. We got a 12-year, which is maybe one step up from the basement.
Now, Dewars is the whiskey that John Favreau orders in Swingers. Continue.
They wanted a 16-year, right?
Well, no, that's
for the little spritz on top.
7.5 gotcha. Milliliters Lagavulin 16-year whiskey. Now, that's a pricey one. I went to Cap and Cork, and they suggested the famous Grouse Smoky Black. He said you just want something good with a smoky, peaty flavor.
Yeah, at my place, I'm saying I showed him I couldn't pronounce it, so I was like, this word right here. And he said, well, here you go, and it's expensive, like $100. I said, that's not going to work for us. He said, mm-mm. Well, you know what you do? You get something else. I got Ardbeg.
Oh, yeah.
Ardbeg.
Ardbeg.
Looks great.
Even that was like not cheap, right?
Yeah, it was about half.
Right, and you can't really get a nip, a little baby nip of scotch, yeah, especially if you right. want some like 17-year single malt.
Now, this is gonna be that like peaty, like it's going to smell like a Sharpie, right?
Like a Band-Aid
or whatever.
I
think it's going to be like a Band-Aid. Oof. In that Spirit Guides class for the, what was it, Lagavulin? The fancy stuff?
Lagavulin.
You know what they sent Ooh. Us? Because you take the class, but they ship you all the ingredients. For the little topper, the floater, they sent us like a little spritz bottle, like a thin, like almost like a thin perfume sample.
Yeah.
And you just go.
That's what they do at mess hall.
Oh.
It's in a spritz.
But us, what we're doing here is like.
Aperol spritz?
Seven. What? How much is it?
It's a quarter ounce floater on top.
Let me just motor through the rest of the ingredients. We said that we covered the 60 mil of the just blended Scotch whiskey, 7.5 mil of the Lagavulin or whatever your smoky peaty stuff, 22.5 of fresh Joie de Limon.
Mm.
Love it.
And 22.5 honey syrup. Now, Mike, I know you got to jump on that, as did I, making actual
made
honey
the
syrup.
Honey syrup. It's 1-to-1. You just boil it. You heat it up and make sure all the just get a little loose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a 1-to-1 honey and water. Did I say that?
Yes. And then 2 to 3 quarter size sliced fresh ginger.
Great.
Beautiful.
What we're going to want to do is muddle fresh ginger in a shaker and add the remaining ingredients.
Perfect.
Except for the single malt whiskey. Fill the shaker with ice and shake. Double strain, don't know what that means, into a chilled old-fashioned glass with ice. Float the single malt whiskey on top. Garnish with candied ginger.
Yeah, what's double strain mean?
What's double strain tea?
Well, you strain it once, you know that, right? But then, well, you strain it again.
Huh!
That's it?
Who's got the means?
Here's what you do. When you're pouring it, you just pull your t-shirt out over your glass and then pour it right through the fabric, and that'll double strain it.
Oh, straining it through two strain. I see what this
maybe
is.
Maybe go back and forth. Go through your Hawthorne twice, maybe.
I have the picture I'm seeing is it's like in a shaker straining with a Hawthorne and then going through like a little
strainer.
You know, like mesh strainer.
Net? Oh, I have one of those. Like yeah, just a like a metal net.
Yeah, lucky duck.
Yeah, metal net.
See, that seems unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't know what could be in there that's so chunky.
Yeah, oh, speaking of chunky, and no jokes about my body type. I was gonna say, do you remember
what the hell? Tim, remember, we would never.
A few months ago, we had to warm up some milk for I believe the Tom and Jerry or something like that, and I poured milk right into my. I had like one of those
hot pan.
Yeah, like a tea kettle that you plug into the wall.
Oh right.
And I put milk in that. And I boiled it and it turned it into cottage cheese. Well, and let's just say I was roasted on Twitter for my sins. But just now I was making my honey syrup, which is basically, you're just doing that for manageability. You know, it just makes it so you can squirt it out easier. But I was prepping, and when I went into, I thought I had cleaned out that pot, but it had dark black milk like cooked onto the bottom of it.
Yeah, that's got to be mold, right?
Stunk. No, because
I had rid of that thing.
I had washed it and I had run it through the washer and stuff, but it still had like tar on the bottom.
Yikes.
And it took me forever to get it out. And I didn't get all of it out, so my honey syrup may have a little cooked milk flavor.
Dude, damn. The I will say the honey syrup for squirtability, but also like for stirability, or else the honey would just be all gobbed on the bottom.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So says I.
I think if you're a bartender, you fill up a big squirt bottle with the honey syrup so you can.
Yeah. So you can.
Bartenders would do a lot of what I'm doing here a little differently.
Hey, speaking of bartenders, Mike, you have met the creator of this drink.
That's right, Sam Ross. I went to his new bar, a newish bar, Temple Bar, and it was very cool. Very cool ambiance. Very dark. A lot of wood paneling. He was there. I was with Jack Schramm. They introduced, Schrammer introduced me, and I told him I do a podcast. We took a picture, posted online.
That's how it goes. You know what's weird? He also invented the paper plane, and the fucking week we did that on the podcast, we went to Chicago, and we were a block. We did a show in Chicago that was a block away from Violet Hour, the bar where he invented it and where that drink is from, and we didn't even walk the one block over.
Damn.
Fuck. Fucking, we lost our touch, man.
Damn.
Yeah, we lost our
touch.
Damn, Daniel.
Well, do we do it?
Yeah.
We do it to it.
I'm about ready to do it.
Well, I wouldn't mind hearing a few commercials first.
Ooh, perfect.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Enjoy these words from our sponsors.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from the Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Tim's probably dealing with some more old milk.
You can't get away from that stuff.
I hope he doesn't.
Look, if he's just got to always be dealing with old milk. I don't know. Are you singing? What a song is that? Be my lover, won't you be my lover? Gonna be my lover. It's called Be My Lover, but
who's it by? LaBouche?
LaBouche.
Is it LaBouche? Come on, LaBouche.
Is that also the one that has Just Another Night, Another Picture of You?
Is it those like, I talk.
I talk to you.
That's in the night of my dreams, I'm in love with you, and I feel in like lovers. I feel good, I feel great, I feel in. That's also one where I think I don't have the words right, but damn, it's pretty good to.
That's Another Night. Bye.
Oh, not another dream. Not another dream?
No.
Not another dream.
Oh, Real McCoy. Real McCoy. Now, those are some junior high bangers.
A vision of love that seems to be true.
Ooh, the T-Man.
Ooh, what's Tim up? Comes back with a new hat. Yeah, the hat is on.
Let's get into it, huh?
Yes.
And we're back.
We're back. How'd your jumble strain go? Because I was straining, and then the drink kind of came out the sides and splashed onto my counter because I was...
Oh.
I overstrained.
I double strained with the strainer on the top of the shaker, and then the wire strainer I was talking about, and I realized how important that was because of all the
chunky ginger
chunks.
That's the whole point, right? I think I have some ginger pulp in mine.
Hey, lesson learned.
Yes. Yeah, I'll never make that mistake again.
Yes.
I feel like in the past I've probably... I don't know if I've had the real muddled ginger version of this. We've probably had like Bundaberg bastardizations of
right.
this.
Right.
Look at you. You got a big thing going on there. Mine's not that...
Well, the thing up top is the candied ginger garnish.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
By the way, pain in the ass to find. They had it at Lassen's, but I went to Cap and Cork and the grocery store and Smart and Final, and I finally founded it.
Candy ginger, you mean?
Lassen's, yeah.
Wow. You know what I've used instead of this? Once I used kind of like Haribo ginger candies. But the problem with those is like I put them as a cocktail garnish, and when they touched the cold drink, they got rock hard the way that like a gummy bear would get rock hard.
And only a gummy bear.
My teeth bit down into it. I had one of those three situations where I said, I'm sick.
Hey, what you don't want to do is get gin-gins. You guys ever had gin-gins?
Yeah, what is that?
They're like little putty, sticky globs.
I've had that on a ferry boat to help counteract motion sickness.
Oh, shit. Well, twice I've gotten them thinking that, hey, when I open these up, there will be candy ginger inside, and there's not. It's like silly putty.
Yeah, it's like a scum.
Okay, all the ice cubes in my drink are melting.
Okay, let's go.
No, there shouldn't be ice cubes in it, right?
No, there should be.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think, no, really?
Strain onto new cubes.
Into a chilled old-fashioned glass with ice. I just did the one big cube.
I know, hold on, let me get a big cube.
Yeah, go get some cubes.
Damn it.
Go ahead.
Cool, you know, I got one of those.
Talk about something.
Okay.
Here's the thing, Jeff. I fear that I overmuddled. Do you fear that you overmuddled?
I smashed the shit out of mine.
I'm just worried that what I have here is a spicy paste.
Mm. Oh, I didn't go that far, but I did think it was hard to calculate 2 to 3 quarter size sliced fresh ginger. Like, I did kind of chunks. Like pretty much my thumb size, like a little smaller than my thumb.
I did quarter size, and just to make sure it was correct, I went to a local arcade and saw if they would work, and yeah, they plopped them right in, and I beat Cruisin' USA.
Hey, all right.
Very nice. I got here we go. Big thing in there. All right.
Great.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Ooh, stanky.
Mmm!
Almost painfully enjoying it over there, Tim.
Oh, I was afraid that I had a pulpy slop, but no, this is delicious.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it was just as I had hoped.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I know I've had one of these at Attaboy. I was not in the right state at that point to be judging drinks, and I've had maybe a sip of yours, Jeff, at
Mess Hall,
but... This is a very refreshing. I would almost say I've heard never had. I would say that probably before.
Now,
very refreshing in a weird way.
This is really very good. I was a little spooked because of last week's Mezcal cocktail. You know, the smokiness was overpowering on that
one. Yeah, this has some smokiness too. Is that the
point? Wait a second. I forgot to float my floater. I'll be back.
Holy jeez.
Tim, I did that too and I caught it.
Oh my gosh.
That's the problem.
That's how it goes.
Too many steps.
Too many steps. Well, there's too many things called the same thing. Scotch, two types of scotch. Yeah. And we're not used to the floaters.
Two strains? Two scotches, two strains?
Two strains. Two scotches, two strains. Okay, so I guess the deal is anytime there's two scotches, you use two strains. That's just sort of the deal.
We'll make sure to get Tim's take on that when he gets back.
Yeah.
Oh. Fellas, you ever forget to float your floater?
Hey, we found the confusion, Tim. Two scotches, two strains?
Oh, that's the confusion.
That's what we finally got down to while you were away.
Yeah. If you reduce that fraction, 2/2, I guess it's 2. One strain.
But it doesn't radically change the...
No, you know, when I've had this drink before, that smoky scotch does affect the smell at least, but mine is so gingery, plus I've got the ginger garnish that really didn't do anything.
I'll say the Mess Hall one I was expecting it to have even more ginger burn.
I got burn.
And I'm kind of wishing I had a little more ginger burn. Mm. You're saying you got it, Tim?
I've got it. Scotch is rare in cocktails. There's only like a handful of popular Scotch cocktails. And
yeah,
with this drink, I was like, oh, interesting Scotch. I wonder if I'll like that as much as bourbon, but it does work. And then mine is so gingery that I'm really not even tasting the Scotch, even though Scotch is an aggressive flavor.
I'm tasting that peaty Scotch.
PDF.
And I don't really know what the other Scotch was, how it tastes by itself. It was called, I think, Politician. It was called. The guy said it was a good one. Hmm. And decently priced. Fairly priced.
Why is this so smooth? Just honey and lemon?
I think it's everything's in perfect measure.
Hmm.
Is this better, Jeff, than you've had it at a bar?
I mean, it's really very good. Next time for round two, I'm going to put more ginger in there, though, and really muddle. Because I want that sweet sting. I want it to like get up into my sinuses a little bit.
See that you do.
Okay.
Cool. Very cool.
That's good. It's fun. And I, that kind of the medicinal properties, I'm feeling them.
I'm jealous.
I'm getting a little honey.
So you got to
open up your nose.
Now you made yourself a little paste out of all that ginger, Tim.
I muddled with the back of a wooden spoon and I just really fucking crushed went to town on it.
Yeah.
You muddle with the best. Well, it's funny because muddling the mint wasn't, it was just like a couple taps. That's right, what I feel like. Slaps. I really crushed it up.
Now I even have a muddler, like a little wood bat.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've seen it.
And I was stabbing at it. And they were just sort of bouncing off of it. And I really had to kind of like coax the ginger into the corner and like squeeze it down and stuff.
Yeah,
I got to come up with just a better method.
Mm. There's a method to the madness.
Yeah, that's true.
For right now, though, it's come to that very special time where I'm going to take my first bite of the garnish.
Oh, I'm excited.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I just did the whole thing.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Reeds. These are Reed's Candy Ginger, the same company that makes the ginger beer and all that.
The Jamaican ginger beer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that shit. It's interesting that ginger, fresh ginger, like the root we were just using, you wouldn't want to put that in your mouth and chew it. It's a root, and it's spicy, right. But this candy ginger is just that, but it's been like sitting in sugar for 100 years, and it's sort of turned into candy.
Mm. Well, you ever eat sushi with Jeff?
Yeah.
You can always count on a mound of ginger that he will not eat, and you take it. You take it for your own.
To the dome?
But he likes the candy.
Michael, we've talked about revealing my weaknesses on the pod.
You see that as a fatal flaw? I learned, I was today years old when I learned that cool. I like ginger that. With sushi, mm-hmm. it's really a palate cleanser you bite between pieces. You're not really supposed to lay it atop.
Yeah. Or don't bite at all.
Yep.
Well, you got to bite because it's so good. It makes it good for you.
Ginge me, baby.
Mm. Ginge me, boy.
When did you first hear of the word ginger used to describe a little redhead kid? Because I first heard it on South Park.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
I wonder if they invented that or why I just wasn't privy to the ginger thing because I'm not one.
Hmm. Also, ginger isn't red. That is a funny... it's sort of brown.
Oh, ginger the root, you mean? That's like a brown thing. Well, you know, I'm enjoying this. When we first, I didn't think I was going to. When we first said we're doing the penicillin, I said, okay, it's a necessary evil. I know it's a popular drink. Let's do it.
It's a necessary evil.
So kind of,
I also said, you know, Mike, you're allergic to penicillin. The
Me too.
There you go.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I said... This is not going to be good for me.
That's good. I'm both of your emergency contacts. I'm supposed to know this stuff.
And we now we've given out the kryptonite for the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Shoot us up with penicillin when
ginger
we're on stage.
And two penicillins. Shit, Jeff, should we delete that? Oh my god,
Mike, what happens to you when I was a little dude? I had some penicillin, or actually it was amoxicillin, but all the cillins are the same. And it made my whole body break out into blotchy hives. And I went up to my parents and I was like, hey, my skin looks like a country's. meaning like I look like a map because of the blotches.
Yeah.
And then the doctor said it was the amoxicillin, and I can't take any cillins.
So even though your life's on the line, you're still cracking jokes, Tim. I love that.
Yeah. I don't think I was trying to be funny. It's more that I'm kind of a cartographer at heart.
Yeah, you're sort of like, look at me. Countries, provinces, and counties all the same.
This is serving Vespucci vibes.
Queen and king.
Queen and king.
And king. No, I think I was a little baby when it was found out. I wasn't even like old enough to know to react verbally. Mm. So I wrote it down.
You wrote a book about it. Mm-hmm. The life and times of me, a dorko.
Me being itchy after that shot.
Hey, hold on a second. Were you guys talking about the penicillin cocktail?
A while ago.
Today, and that's invented in New York, right?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh God.
If what Jeff said was true, yes.
I'm just saying. I remember we went to the place where they invented, and we had them. They were good, and it was good to go to New York. But I was just remembering my major faux pas when.
Why is your voice? Your sort of the way you're talking is sort of stilted and
so troubled.
It's different now.
I'm distressed.
You're distressed. Okay. I just heard this voice before from you, but okay.
It's just that I'm reliving trauma right now because I'm remembering that when I first heard about this cocktail, I should have, you know, gone to New York to have one. But did I tell you about the time I got on a plane and went to Las Vegas to have one of these?
No.
Why would you go to Las Vegas for one of these?
I don't know. But I went to Vegas. I walk up to the nearest watering hole and I said to the bartender, you know, can I have a penicillin? And he was like, okay, those were invented in New York, but I'll see what I could do. And he looked at me.
Jeff, you get these a lot at Mess Hall, which is in Los Angeles. Do they sort of have that trepidation? Okay, it was made in New York, but I guess.
They do sort of recommend that you get anything where it was invented. Yeah. Anything.
Okay. It gives them pause. But here's the thing, though, guys. Where you are can influence who's like around you, right?
That's true.
So I was talking to this bartender, and he's like, yeah, I know penicillin. It's got scotch, two types of scotch, And then I was like, yeah, I think it's got honey syrup, yeah. And he said, lemon, you know. And then we were listing them off, and there was one
halfway
ingredient.
There. Yeah.
We're pretty close. And there was just this one final ingredient we couldn't think of, right?
Uh-huh.
And it sucked because we were like, couldn't think of it, right?
That sucks, dude.
That sucks.
Here's where things take a good turn, though. Ooh. I turn around. Who's behind me? Imagine Dragons.
Get the hell out of here, Imagine
Dragons.
They
live in Las... They're from Las Vegas, you know, those guys.
Wow.
They're Las Vegas... I mean, originally Utah, sure, but they're really known as a Las Vegas band. So I said, guys...
Thank God you're here, probably.
What up, you know? Yeah. They're like, you live here. You're from here. And they're like, we heard your conversation... And I was like, yeah, well, what do you think? You know?
What'd they say?
I'm glad you asked because I recorded it on my phone. And here's what they said. Here's what they said.
I was hoping you'd say that. Here we go.
Good.
Just a small root with a big taste. Kind of spicy. Makes a nice tea. It comes with sushi and sashimi. And also in Canada Dry. Chop it up and shave it up and make the bread, make the man, make the house. Eat the snaps and drink the Schweppes and I like eat the ginger. Taste the ginger. Me likey the ginger. Ginger. Taste the ginger. Me likey the ginger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh man, that's great. Thank God they were there.
That's so cool.
Cool, man.
You know what's funny? I thought, and they were just there without it was just the band, right?
It was just the band, yeah.
Well, because that it sounds like they're sawing thunder with a thunder. But I always thought that like that high pitched like stuttering voice was like, you know, some type of like audio plug-in something.
Oh but yeah, one of the guys sings like that.
He sings like that. Okay.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
Oh, and the other guys give him shit for it. They yeah. bust his jaw.
Well, they're probably old Vegas buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many dudes are in Imagine? How many people was this? Were there
four? Tim? I think I want to say four guys.
Four, probably four. Yeah, it's unclear.
And these guys are famous. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a big deal. That is a huge deal. But you found it. You figured it out. So how was the? Did you end up making the drink, or the bartender make the drink?
We made the drink and it was good, but you know, still, I guess, as I mentioned earlier, I kind of lament the whole experience because I should have just gone to New York to have it, but
yeah. Was Imagine Dragons like, why are you here to drink this?
Yeah. And I said, hey, what happens here stays here. And they're like, oh yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. You should be drinking a Snake Eyes Manhattan.
Yeah, I should.
It's a Manhattan with dice in it.
Mike? Okay, I was gonna say, why is it a Vegas? Oh, okay.
The dice.
Okay,
dice is big in Vegas.
It's still a Manhattan.
It's a Manhattan drink, but with
New
dice.
York yeah,
drink,
yeah.
Yeah, we put a little dice in it.
Right, this one has dice.
Oh, well, Andrew Dice Clay probably did some shows there at some point. They got a lot of comedy clubs.
Maybe.
And the ones are facing up.
That's right.
Yes,
like the eyes of a snock.
What accent is that? Snock.
All right, Jeff, take us out. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go make a second round.
Folks, we'll see you right after these messages.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
We're back with our final thoughts on the delicious.
When you're saying thought, you're not spelling that T-H-O-T, are you?
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Michael.
Are you doing a thought squat while you say it?
No, Tim.
No!
I'm sitting upright.
Thank you.
And I mean it with all my heart.
Good. Good. That what do you I think, am glad with.
What do you think about it?
I'll start. I'm happy with this. I'm very happy with this. It is an order again for me.
And again and again?
When I'm in the mood, though. When I'm in the mood.
Hmm. So you'd say appointment only?
Mm. No.
Appointment
encouraged.
Because
the mood could strike me at any time.
Any moment. You could be driving your car.
Yeah. And I have to stop, pull over.
You could be waking up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm in a mood for a penicillin.
Sometimes you wake up in the morning, your hand's a little shaky, and you say, "What? Maybe a cocktail would be nice."
Here's the thing. I just did round two, and I really mashed up that fucking ginger into a puree.
Yeah.
Was it a pain to strain? Yeah.
Pain to strain.
But
album four.
It has that quality I wanted, that nostril sting.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's what you're looking for.
That's what I was missing. That was the only thing I was missing the first time. This is a 5-star drink for the J-Man.
That's baby.
Good. I love it. I'll order it again. I'll make it again. I probably won't always have the grandeur of the two types of scotch and stuff, but I would make this with a little Seagram 7 or something. Who gives a fuck?
And do you need the 16 year, or do you need the peaty shit on top, or are you just okay with a little bit of scotch or a little whiskey? You know, I think you're okay.
Maybe you anything smoky. Put a little charcoal briquette up there.
Maybe take an American Spirit and just like sprinkle a little tobacco on the top.
But this, I'm getting the name. I know it's like a winky jokey penicillin name, but there is something nice in the winter. I would say if you've had too many hot toddies this winter and you're trying to switch things up, have one of these. It's nice, spicy, nicey, medicinal, slicey.
You know, but it also feels like the lemon and the ginger makes it feel like a fucking spring.
It's year round.
Yeah. Because ginger is also like, you know, like a dark and stormy is a fun summery treat.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, when people drink scotch,
yes.
Like now with this peaty scotch I got. Yeah. Well, like what? Scotch. Drinking all scotch. I love that.
Milk was a bad choice. Mike, take it away.
Hey, yes. Baxter, my little gentleman.
Now, yes, whale's vagina. Yes. Keep going.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, San Diego.
don't put anything. You read everything on the prompter word for word.
Yeah. Poop mouth.
I love lamp.
That's what we wanted to do.
Yes. I love lamp. With barbecue sauce. you got the peaty stuff. How do I drink that? I put it over big thick ice cube and then put an ounce in and sip it.
That's what I do. Scotch guys just do it neat. Peaty, needy.
Peaty, needy.
I like it on a big cube.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We're not cut out for scotch. I'm going to call it right now. Because it's the grandpa stuff, and it's expensive, and it's stanky. Now,
and you're saying that we're three little twinks that can't handle it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, I have a, because of the pot, we all have a formidable liquor cabinet.
Sure.
And I took a picture of it and I sent it to my whiskey friend and he said, "Cool, where's the scotch?" And I looked around and I had probably 40 bottles of liquor, no scotch.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's good that there's not a lot of scotch in cocktails. Maybe we got off easy on this one.
Yeah. Mm. And scotch is it's a whole thing. It's one of the, when we talk about demystifying drinks for each other, you know, and I think there were three dudes that didn't know too much about cocktails when we started off the pod, and we don't like the
waxy. Says the guy who knew the penicillin history off this dome.
That's kind of true. Maybe I am steeped in its tradition. I think that, I don't like the stuff that is exclusionary. So anyone out there twiddling your little waxy mustaches, we love if you have knowledge, but we want you to welcome us in. And I feel like scotch is kind of the old guard, sort of like, stay away. You're getting
gatekeepers.
This wrong.
But
I really don't know shit. A few Christmases ago, I was like, I think I'm going to drink some scotch. So I went to the liquor store and I was like, what do I buy? And I saw Cutty Sark and I was like, ooh, I recognize that from being stolen off a truck in Goodfellas. So I'm going to buy Cutty Sark. It's a good looking label. And then later that night, a friend who works at a bar was like, "Oh, Cutty Sark, yeah, we do. That's like at our bar. That's a challenge to drink that stuff. It's like a joke, and we dare each other."
See, there's too many layers of shit talkers and gatekeepers and stuff with the scotch. Yep.
Well, you know the thing about scotch You give me any 16-year-old oak barrel scotch and a good Corona, I am happy.
And a good Corona?
A Cuban Corona cigar.
Okay.
We did a whole blowout on cigars. I thought maybe you would know. Hey, you know, did you guys, earlier I mentioned penicillin, you know.
Oh, I did hear you say that.
That's sort of a part of a health thing of mine. I guess maybe you guys are ready for the, Jeff put a nice echo on this, the health of Hanford quiz.
Oh, well, as your aforementioned emergency contact, I hope I have the leg up here.
I know, I hope so too.
Health of Hanford.
Okay, I'm putting the scoreboard together.
I'm a little kind of out of practice on my health of Hanford.
This is a quiz about my physical health.
Oh, man.
Okay.
This is good.
I think I'm good. You might know some of these things. Okay, question one.
My physical health.
After getting Category 5 high blood pressure results several times in one day, what nickname did I receive from a nurse with poor... The blood pressure guy.
Whispered in the hallway by the nurse. The blood pressure guy is back.
A nurse with poor bedside manner. Question two. I was playing in a hockey game in my junior year of high school. What happened to my ear?
Slash his ear.
That was Tim with ear cut off.
Get the fuck out of here. I was just going to say, I was going to scream ear, but I wanted to hear you finish the sentence. I let you finish that out of respect.
Don't. There's no respect here.
Okay. It's a Rodney Dangerfield style quiz. Come on now.
I transferred to Ithaca College my sophomore year of college. Mm-hmm. With what broken appendage?
Ankle. Leg.
Leg.
Yep.
Leg.
Yes, I had a cast on my leg. I had broken it skateboarding. The tendon ripped part of the bone off.
And that was right after you landed a 720, right?
Yeah. That's the print the myth, Tim.
I guess I just don't see like physical flaws like that. Okay, go ahead.
True or false, I grind my teeth in my sleep.
True.
That's true, Jeff.
Of course. Damn. We all do.
That is true.
I do too, Mike, and Dr. Abrams gave me a mouth guard. Do you have one of those?
I have one as well. I kind of forget to watch it sometimes.
My fucking guy hasn't given me a mouth guard.
I went in for 10 fittings, and I have never used it. I'm not going to put in a mouth guard at night. I just fall asleep.
You got to grind your teeth.
Well, a lot of times I kind of fall asleep drunk at a bar, so how am I going to put in a mouth guard, you know?
I always get. Can we talk about the grinding of the teeth thing? Because my dentist is always like, Jeff, you grind your teeth, but it's at night. Yeah. So I'm like, you got to talk to the other. That's not me. You got to talk to the other guy. I don't know how to get in touch with him.
You got to get a night time job.
Do you wear a mouth guard?
No.
Oh,
it's all right. Jekyll and Hyde situation.
Do you think it's because you're having dreams about your podcast co-hosts and you're gritting your teeth because they're not listening?
They're not adhering to the format.
He's probably being coy about getting you to get a mouth guard. Okay, question number five. Aside from a penicillin allergy, what other allergy was I diagnosed with and cured of?
B.
I heard B from Tim.
What the fuck?
Because you went to Dr. Eichus, and in the waiting room, you met Jeff Richards.
These are all very good bonus thoughts, Tim, but there is another bonus question I have to ask in this realm.
I had that one.
Bonus
that
question.
Lag. Okay.
You could pick a lot of points up here, Jeff, with the bonus.
Okay, great.
Because it's worth, I'll tell you after. The nurse who administered my B shots had a picture of her and the other female employees in the office celebrating Halloween, like in the office, hung up in her work area, while every other person in the photo was dressed in a quote-unquote sexy costume. There was a black cat, a punk rocker, a Playboy bunny. What was my shot nurse dressed as?
Spider-Man.
Pumpkin. Ghost.
No. Ghost is probably close. A fried egg. She was dressed as a fried egg.
Okay, Ghost is close.
I see ghost how this close. Has to do with your health, too.
Yeah.
He was getting
well,
a shot.
Well, that's a bonus. That's bonus.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
And Jeff, because you got egg, I mean, you got ghost, which is kind of egg, fried egg-like, that's worth 2 bonus points. Because this was a 4 bonus point question.
Wow.
Whew. Here we go.
Okay.
Question number, I don't know. How much do I weigh?
Oh, my God.
160.
No way. 178.
Now, do I have do I get points for being more flattering?
Yeah, really? Jeez. I will give Jeff a point. That's because I didn't hear. No way.
I'm not fat shaming. I weigh 207 pounds. 178.
I weigh 176. I weighed myself before I burned my ass on the pipe. There we go.
Maybe, you know, maybe if you dropped some LBs, your ass wouldn't be reaching the fucking pipe.
Swing my fat ass around the bathroom, knock it over all my toilet.
Stop backing that thing up. Beep.
All right. Here's another one. I believe Zicam. You know what Zicam is?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe Zicam works to lessen a cold. I believe that. I believe it works for me.
True.
Yeah. What administration style of Zicam do I prefer?
Up nasal spray.
Nasal spray. What did you say, Tim?
I did a joke one. I said up the butt.
Nope. I'm not taking joke ones. It's my health.
lozenge.
Nope.
No fucking nasal spray. I've seen you do it.
You're close, Jeff.
I've seen you do
you're
it.
Close. It's not spray.
Inhaler.
Jeff.
Nasal swab?
Squirt.
That's right, Jeffy.
Oh, the little sticks, kind of.
Okay, Jeff is now winning.
Winning.
Because of the bonus points and the flattery points. I don't know how that all works.
I think it's unfair that I get called out for fat shaming you when you chose to put in a question about your weight.
Hey, I know. Look, I know. I know. I agree with you, Tim, but that's how it is.
I don't write these. This is not a. I didn't write these questions. This was on a online.
This was on this is WebMD.
This is Cosmo.
Yeah.
Because I think that Jeff guessed 16 pounds lower than your weight. I was right to scoff at him. If he would have said 174, I wouldn't have scoffed.
Yeah, well, he didn't. Now, Tim, you do have what's known in the Health of Hanford quiz a pocket point. Do you want to use your pocket point?
Hold on. For those of us not familiar with just the whole realm of the Health of Hanford quiz, what is a pocket point?
It's like pocket pool.
Oh, a pocket point is you got a point. You got a point in your back pocket.
Ah.
And you can choose to take that point out and use it, lay it on the line before we get to the very last question, or you can keep that pocket point.
And nobody knows how it got there. It's just there.
I haven't.
Yeah, one of you guys had a pocket point, and Tim, I'm seeing on the sheet, Tim had a pocket
I arrived
point.
With it. Yeah. Do we know the exchange rate of a pocket point? Is it 1-to-1?
Pocket's 1-to-1 in the Health of Hanford.
Okay, and what is the score right now?
The score is Jeff has 5, you have 4.
How did Jeff come from behind? I feel like I was on a fucking tear.
Well, I got two of
you
those
were on a tear.
Points.
He had 2 bonus points and a flattery point.
Jesus,
and then he just
flat
out got 2 of them.
I'm so
one of which really someone had to coax it out of him, but
got yeah. God, in moments like this, I'm like really grateful that I have a pocket point. Yes, I do want to use it.
Tim is using the pocket point. Hold on, I have to sign off on that.
Sure.
Okay, good. That is official. It's in. All right, here's the last question. The winner, whoever gets this question, wins the Health of Hanford. What was the name of my pre-Dr. Abrams era dentist?
Gasparian. Oh. Dr. Gasparian.
Oh, Jefferson.
I knew it was right there. I was thinking Dagger Mangian.
Nope, Dr. Jasir Gasparian. He gave me a root canal that I was worried about. He didn't explain it at all, and he just did it flawlessly. No pain at all.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's kind of the classic, you know, feared surgery.
He surprised me with it. He was like, we got to do a root canal. I said, oh, shit, that sucks. And he's like, yeah, I got you, though.
Now, Mike, how much was it? Do you remember?
The price?
Because, yeah.
Oh, 20,000, 30,000? No, I don't know.
Well, no idea. Here's the thing. I went to my dentist, who I like, who's helped me out. Dude was like, hey, you got a little infection in the gum here. Do you have any tenderness? No. Any headaches? No. You don't feel that? No. And this guy's like, I got to do some drilling.
And you know me, I'm a dentist. I got to do some drilling.
And I was like, nah, dude, I don't know if you do. Because it's also COVID and they're just calling me in there. And I'm like, I think you're just trying to scare up some business because you're hurting like any other business. And I get in there and he's told me about this. I got a gray spot in my x-rays, right?
Uh-huh.
And he says, here's the thing. We got to redo that root canal. You had a root canal. We got to redo it. And I got to send you to a gum specialist first to take down your gum line.
No.
Because the appliance is going to sit too close to the gum line. And he was telling me that this is all going to cost me like over $6,000.
What?
And now I'm looking for second opinions.
No, thank
you. I'll give you a second opinion. You're fine.
So folks, if you're in LA, you got a dentist you like? Somebody good with teeth and gums?
Yeah.
The DMs are open.
I say pull that thing. Which tooth is it?
There's one.
Way in the back?
It's in the pull
that thing. You won't even notice it. No one can see it. Gone.
All right. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock, let's face it, just a ton of fucking awesome shit.
That's true.
Yep.
That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. If you don't know what's on the Patreon by now, come on. We got a pay pig over there. He's paying $100 a month.
For no perks, just to flatter his goddesses.
He gets a perk out of it.
Oh, yeah, he's getting
off. He gets a little something. Thanks for listening, folks. It was a good one. And thanks to you guys for doing such a good job today.
Hey, you too.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome, and thank you.
Yeah. The scratch-off money is in the mail. This time I am going to send it. It's coming your way.
Okay, because it's been, you know.
It hasn't been coming. I know.
It's getting lost, so.
It's the mail is slow. What can I say?
You know what's going on is Mike keeps stopping off at the racetrack on the way to the post office.
I knew it, Mike. This is why we got to have a third party deal with the money.
Well, plus you need this scratch off money for this tooth. I'm going to come over there. I'm going to fly out there, Jeff. I'm going to talk to your dentist.
Let's just get a pair of pliers and have it be a blowout.
Oh, shit. Jeff, you always like fun blowouts.
Yeah, but okay. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Folks, we love you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Later.